Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood.
It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Jury selection has begun in a lawsuit that Michael Jackson's mother has filed against the promoter of his planned comeback concert. Potential jurors began filling out questionnaires on Tuesday in advance of the trial, which may take up to 3 months. Up to 70 prospective jurors are expected to undergo initial screening. In related news, Dr. Conrad Murray continues to argue his innocence. He spoke about the case for the first time since being behind bars through a phone interview with Anderson Cooper. "I'm an innocent man, Anderson. I maintain that innocence. I must tell you, I'm extremely sorry that Michael has passed. It's a tremendous loss to me, and it's a burden that I've been carrying for the longest while, and it's a burden I will carry for an indefinite period of time," he said. Jay-Z has extended his empire into sports management. His entertainment company, Roc Nation, announced the launch of Roc Nation Sports, a full-service sports management company led by Jay-Z. The group also announced the signing of their first client, New York Yankees all-star Robinson Cano. DJ Clue was arrested this morning after being stopped at a police checkpoint in Manhattan. Authorities discovered he was driving with a license that has been suspended a reported 8 times. Police also found pills wrapped in tin foil. Clue was charged with criminal possession of a controlled substance and aggravated unlicensed operator. Rapper Wiz Khalifa is suing a concert promotion company for $1 million because they damaged his reputation. He was scheduled to perform at George Mason University in Virginia last December, but claims It's My Party Inc., the company who booked him for the show, canceled the show at the last moment. Wiz believes he's also owed damages because the late cancellation hurt his credibility. Singer Erykah Badu has publicly called out rapper Papoose this week over using her music on his new track, Cure. She took to Twitter to address the record. "Papoose song Cure, I sang those vocals 10 years ago, that's 2 babies ago. So MC's just throwing old material? No paperwork," she tweeted. Papoose has yet to respond. Tamika Raymond, the ex-wife of Usher, launched Cal's World Foundation in memory of her 12-year-old son, Cal Glover. The foundation will offer art-based camps with multiple workshops, including general instruction in areas of acting, singing, dancing, painting, illustration, music production, and digital media. Tamika says the foundation is also set to eventually open a magnet school with the emphasis on music and the arts.
It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie.
Never get it twisted.
Brought to you by Meijer. Higher standards, lower prices.